In Los Angeles, a graduate student is about to go on trial for what federal authorities are calling a costly case of eco-terrorism. Prosecutors claim the young man is part of a radical environmental group and that he was responsible for recent attacks on Southern California car dealerships. Critics say the federal investigators on this case have been wrong before. NPR's Carrie Kahn has the story.
The FBI knew they had a big case on their hands when several car dealerships in Southern California were vandalized in the summer of 2003. Hundreds of SUVs and Hummers were firebombed and spray-painted with graffiti reading SUV equals terrorism and polluter. Despite several rewards offered, intense media attention, and capturing the vandals on tape, the FBI's case went nowhere. That's until the alleged arsonist began sending emails from Caltech University bragging about the crime.
We're understandably dismayed that a Caltech student was possibly involved in something like this. It's just something we're really saddened by.
Jill Perry of Caltech says university officials began cooperating with the FBI and traced the emails to 24-year-old physics grad student William Cottrell. Cottrell's lawyer, Michael Mayock, won't talk about the origin of the emails, but says his client never participated in arson and is not a member of the Earth Liberation Front. Mayock says Cottrell is just a likable young man who has long cared for the environment.
Well, his environmental bent, starting from the age of 10 at least, was that he was against pollution. He wanted to be an astrophysicist. He wanted to go to Mars.
Mayock says his client suffers from Asperger's syndrome, a highly functional form of autism which can cause eccentric behavior. The FBI won't comment on the case, but in court documents, prosecutors not only outline the emails allegedly sent by Cottrell, but also identify him in his red car on a surveillance tape filmed at one of the car dealerships. Mayock says the FBI has found a perfect scapegoat in its pursuit of the Earth Liberation Front, or ELF.
The FBI has never penetrated ELF, and that's why this is such a big case. They've been given a lot of pressure from superiors to do that. It hasn't happened. They're looking to justify their efforts by trying to convict Billy Cottrell.
Authorities arrested Cottrell only after originally focusing on another man, a 26-year-old anti-war activist named Josh Knoll. They arrested Knoll but later released him. He now claims he was targeted for his outspoken activism and has filed a civil rights lawsuit against the government.
What do we want? When do we want it?
No! Knoll spent part of last weekend protesting the war in Iraq. He says federal authorities followed him for 3 weeks after the SUVs were vandalized, then arrested him at gunpoint and raided the vegetarian co-op where he lived.
They stole all of our computers and our address books and didn't search garages. So, I mean, to me, it was clear that their intent was not to find someone who blew up SUVs, but to harass a political activist, which is what I think this whole case is about. I really think I'm being retaliated against for expressing my First Amendment right and speaking out against the Bush administration and the war in Iraq.
No charges have been filed against Knoll, but an FBI spokesman told a local paper that he has not been eliminated as a suspect. Portland State University criminal justice professor Gary Perlstein says the government faces an uphill battle in fighting environmental terrorism.
Police are geared to catch the regular criminal. They are not geared to catch the environmental criminal.
Perlstein says ELF members are usually well-educated young white men who, when caught, are very sympathetic to jurors. He says the government needs a high-profile win in the Southern California case to not only deter other ELF members, but also to embolden prosecutors to try more environmental terrorist cases. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.